This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Cotter, and today we're diving into something that feels both super relevant and maybe a little intimidating. Embracing minimalism for a healthier digital life. Now, before you click off thinking, ugh, another podcast telling me to ditch my phone, hear me out. This isn't about living like a cave person with zero internet access. It's about being more intentional with our tech, reclaiming our time, energy, and mental space. Ever feel like your phone is basically an extension of your hand? Like it vibrates before you even realize it's buzzing, pulling you back into that endless scroll vortex. You know that feeling when your mind is supposed to be focused on something important, but a notification pops up and bam, your attention is hijacked. Yeah, me too. But the good news is, we can actually take control. We can start by consciously choosing what apps we use, how often we check them, and most importantly, what value they bring to our lives. So let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you embrace a more minimalist digital life. Number 1. Declutter your digital space. This means deleting those unused apps. Seriously, how many photo editing apps do you actually use? Unsubscribing from newsletters you never read, and organizing your phone's home screen into categories that make sense to you. Think of it like cleaning out a messy closet. It feels amazing once you've purged the clutter. Number 2. Set boundaries with your tech. You're in charge, not the other way around. Decide on specific times when you'll check your phone, maybe during breaks or before bed, and stick to it. Consider using apps that limit screen time or even block distracting websites during work hours. Remember, you can still be connected without being constantly available. Number 3. Be mindful of what you consume online. It's easy to get sucked into a rabbit hole of negativity, comparisons, and endless scrolling. So curate your feeds, follow accounts that inspire you, make you laugh, or teach you something new. A follow does it drain your energy or leave you feeling inadequate? Your mental well-being is worth it. Number 4. We discover the joy of offline activities. Remember those things we used to do before smartphones? Reading a physical book, having a deep conversation with a friend without distractions, taking a walk in nature, these activities can be incredibly grounding and fulfilling. Make time for them regularly and you'll find your overall happiness level soaring. And finally, number 5. Embrace the power of no. It's okay to decline invitations, turn down extra commitments, or even just say no to checking that notification right this second. Your time is precious and it's up to you to decide how you want to spend it. Saying no more often can actually free up space for the things that truly matter, both online and offline. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a dinner party, trying to have a lively conversation with your friends, but every few minutes you're pulled away by your phone buzzing, checking emails, or scrolling through social media. You're not fully present in the moment, and your friends start noticing that you're not engaged. Sound familiar? This is a classic example of how technology can pull us away from meaningful connections. By embracing digital minimalism, we can be more present in these moments, truly listen to what others are saying, contribute to the conversation, and enjoy the company without distraction. So, remember, taking control of your digital life isn't about deprivation or living like a hermit. It's about making conscious choices that align with your values and priorities. It's about creating a more mindful and intentional relationship with technology so it enhances your life instead of controlling it. You guys are amazing. Seriously, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these tips. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and join the conversation over on Instagram at Digital Poison Pod. And remember, every small step towards a healthier digital life is a win. See you in tomorrow's episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.